Good morning. This is Jason Nemro. You're listening to Cohen Neander. It's been a while since I've made a recording because, honestly, this is the first day I've been out traveling since, golly, May? It's now the beginning of September. Actually, it's the second week of September. And we're in a new situation. I'm back in the Sandy car. I'm driving south to Cannon Air Force Base. I've begun a job. My first semi-retirement job. My pension has started from the New Mexico Educational Retirement Board. It's great. It's wonderful. And now I am, I guess, working to boost the war chest now. We're going to see if we can live off of how do you say it? I make a little over $2,300 a month from the pension. That's after taxes. Anyway, so the money comes in and tried being retired, and Lisa's quite nervous about it. I think if she sees, well, can I be honest? If she sees she can make it off of the pension money, I think she's still going to really enjoy me making quite a bit, because I make quite a bit. Today I'm making more money than I ever have in my life. Of course, you know, inflation adjusted, it's not that great, but pretty good. Regardless, I'm out here driving again, but now I'm on a back road. Although, can I tell you, this back road's getting kind of busy. Lots of traffic. So anyway, so now I'm recording again. I've made some improvements on my system at home. I've always wanted to do the bulk of my work on the little bitty, I call it the Petewheat server. It's a little banana pie with a big hard drive hanging off of it, reasonably big. Not as big as I've had before. I've got a couple of terabytes hanging off of two Dell desktops that I use as servers. Although I'm not really doing much with them. This was all for the retirement, and you know, I haven't really retired. Anyway, but a long time ago I rigged Synchronous BBS because BBSs were the first things I really used. To get out to things, I used BBSs when the very first thing, long before I got access to the internet. That was back in the think what it was. When did I start using BBSs? I don't know how much I played with them before my mission in 1986. Trying to think. No, I didn't, because I had not bought a serious computer. My first computer, which was an Ampro little board Z80. And running CPM. I had played a little bit with BBSs when I was in high school on a friend's computer, but it cost too much money. I didn't feel good about spending his money using BBSs. That was back when phone calls cost a lot of money. All the available BBSs were like in really interesting places. The one that we called was in San Diego, because he was a Navy guy, and that was what he was familiar with. I think I actually got my Ampro little board. And a terminal just before the summer before I went on my mission. So, you know, I left for my mission just right at like July 4th on 1986. So probably for just the month of May. Did I go out and explore a little bit 1986 bulletin board systems? This was when bulletin board systems were really in their prime and they were really amazing. I can't say that I really did a wonderful job, you know, because there just wasn't a whole lot out there. You know, you would buy back in the day. One of the best ways to learn about what BBSs were out there and that you could get was that when you would buy the big Computer Shopper magazine. Now it was tabloid sized, but it wasn't yet the huge thick booger. It was just it was the one that was still staple bound. So you would buy that, and it had a board you can buy to make your own IBM computer and some of the other ones. It was kind of kiddie back then. 1986 was just kind of the beginning of the clone hardware thing. Before that, you had to buy an IBM PC, which cost just too much. I had a TI-99/4. Ultimately, I sold that off. I think I sold it off just after my mission. And I used the proceeds to buy my Ampro little board. I was working like at McDonald's, but, you know, that wasn't really good money. But it was enough to keep up with my car and stuff like that. I had a little Nissan. No, the Nissan Sentra got sold. I don't know what I had. I don't know how I got around. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so I did a lot of BBSing right there. In 1988, just between the time I got off my mission, which was like around July, 1988, and then I got married in October, and so I was doing a little bit of BBSing then. That was when I bought my amp for a little board, and I started doing the BBSing a little bit. I didn't do much of it because it was CPM based, and CPM was still going okay in 1988, but it certainly wasn't, it wasn't like the Cadillac thing. If you wanted Cadillac stuff, you went ahead and bought an IBM computer. I don't remember if in 1988 they had the 386s out yet. I think they may have only had the AT computer was probably state-of-the-art, a 286 computer. Anyway, so I was BBSing then, and I didn't download a lot of files because, it was long distance. I really didn't have the money. But I was able to So, did that and almost ruined my marriage over it. Had to swear off most of that stuff, except just a little bit. And I didn't do a ton, can I be honest? And I had set up and it was running in the early 90s, like 91. I set up my own BBS, really slipshod. Trying to remember what it ran on. It was still running on my CPM computer. I had this really... It was a really cool surplus 1200 baud modem that was kind of smart, and it would automatically auto answer, and you could actually send stuff back and forth. So I kind of rigged it to talk to a little program that I wrote in Nevada Basic. And actually had a couple of people call it, but it was just kind of a novelty for them because by that time it was just a bunch of people who were fishing around for files. And, I certainly didn't have anything rigged for the sending and receiving of files. So that went up, and I think it was up for maybe a weekend because I really more preferred going to other people's BBSs than to my own with my 1200 baud modem. Anyway, and over time everybody would buy a better modem. I finally got a 24 baud modem that was pretty cheap. Used that for years and years and years. Until my mom gifted me her... her Windows 3.1 Packard Bell 386 computer that had a modem built into it that she never used. And boy, I put that sucker to work, and I screwed around with that stuff too. I was basically a BBS guy for the longest time. That and adventure games was my biggest things. And the original thing for my computers was word processing. I eventually got a couple of other computers, better CPM ones, a CPM laptop, that was nice, a Bondwell 2, and I had a Xerox 820 that had 5 1/4 inch drives on it. I don't remember what I ultimately did with that. Anyway, I hung on to that for a while. It was mostly my dad's. And so it didn't really, I don't think he really gifted it to me. I think it was mostly his. And he ended up taking that one back. And of course, it didn't have a modem or anything like that. That was before my mission. I was screwing around with those things, but I didn't have, like I said, I didn't have a modem, so I couldn't BBS. And also, but that was nice because it had WordStar on it. So I really cranked out, you know, I've always been a writer more than anything else. And the computer hobby was just because I couldn't afford buying. My dad used to sell copiers, and he got into word processors when that was a thing. So I got into word processors. I learned it first, and then helped him learn how to do that, and he sold some. And you know, it was old Xerox, so called. I think it was QYX, Kix, Quix, or something like that. And anyway, so I fooled around with that for a while. That was nice. Anyway, I don't want to really go back that far. So now I've set up my first running BBS system. Is there a police officer behind me or my wife or something? Looks like my wife's car, although she's not like, I figure if she wanted to get my attention, she'd be flashing her lights at me. Anyway, so, boy, it could be my wife. Looks a lot like her car and a Bender car. Anyway, so now I've got a BBS going and it's working well. It's got all the features that one would ever want. You know, it has a web interface that's really nice. I'm really working on kind of at the moment, and it's hooked up with a couple of, with at least DoveNet. I think I'm probably going to get FidoNet working on it, which was all the rage back in the day. DoveNet really ended up kind of being, it wasn't specific to Synchronet BBSs. But the guys that did it, it was their own private. It was called a QuickNet networking thing. It was all for messages. It didn't include files at all. And, you know, nice little thing, but it needed, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of this really does look like my wife behind me. Oh, there's more people in the car than I'm thinking of. They're really crawling up my butt. Maybe I should slow down to the point to where they'll pass me. Let's do that. How slow are they going to go before they pass me? Ah, there we go. No, it's not my wife. But it's a car that looks similar to hers. Yeah. Anyway, Sky, woof. This is the Cohen Meander, man. This is my old meander. I've done a lot of driving between Clovis and between Portales and Tucumcari. Now I'm kind of doing it again, but I'm going to Canada Air Force Base instead. And that's got possibilities. Got to keep an eye on the time, see how long this actually takes. Regardless. I've got a VBS, something that I had worked on for years and years and years and years and years to try and get pulled together. I always like the idea. And I've done it. It's up. It's running. Now, it's not a dial-in one because, frankly, I don't have a phone line anymore. And, that's okay. I'm going to start adding stuff to it of my things to make them more interesting. I'm going to clean up a lot of the things I've written and put them in there. I'm going to de-webify them. It's been web pages for a long, long time. And I think I'm going to go ahead and just make them less web-based, I'm not going to get rid of the web versions of things. And put them up on the BBS, actually run an authentic BBS, because I kind of have been thinking that I want something that will survive an EMP. Lisa's, my wonderful wife Lisa has been thinking about how on earth we would make it after the destruction of the world in an EMP, and my biggest thought is that you put one of these little bitty computers in like a Faraday cage, and you just run that sucker, I think my little banana pie actually has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on it. I haven't done a darn thing with it that way. I've got the Reticulum network, which I think is really well situated to be the kind of transfer link that you would want to have to make these things work. So I would want to try to marry on some level my Synchronet BBS with my attempts to set up a Reticulum network. Taking the back road, which I really prefer. I don't like the traffic and you know, I don't go through Grady particularly. I went to Grady when I was in elementary school. That's where I went to the sixth grade. When we had moved out to our family ranch, I had actually gone to fifth grade in Clovis, and then I got the opportunity to go to sixth grade in Grady, and I went to sixth grade in Grady. For seventh grade, we moved to Lubbock, Texas. My dad got a promotion, and so we moved to Lubbock, Texas. And I lived there throughout my teenage years, only came back to Clovis to graduate from high school. And I don't know. Anyway, so I'm going to have to do most of this stuff on HF because there really isn't anything local that's worthwhile. So I kind of look at high frequency stuff. One of my neighbors who bought a house that has an antenna on it, and I don't think they really care about the existence of the antenna. I might be able to get the antenna from them and get it off their property if I don't just decide to put up my own out of my own funds. It's not like I'm missing money. It might be nice just to have an antenna of my own. To do this kind of stuff, hang some antennas off of it, and I would really like to do reticulum on it. Although, you know, for the FCC, it might not be very legal. Do some experiments and fun like that. I really like low speed data. It's so you can go further. You're not trying to go fast. You're just trying to go further. And I think the old technology used with BBS, which was really about using whatever terminal you could get to touch it. And really want to keep that kind of ability. So really, the it's a telnet server, but you can also, you know, I don't know if you can do dial-up with it. You could use a TNC. Some of these are very simple. Anyway, so if I can get reticulum for something besides Python, it runs on Python 3, although I've got Python 3 on my system that I have, so and it's already installed. I can actually use it. I haven't used it yet. It's there. I haven't opened it up for larger consumption. But now that I've got my BBS going, it'd be good to try to do this, make it work. Oh, anyway. God, there's really nothing else I'm saying. So, I want to work on, you know, there's various aspects of the technology at the time that I took advantage of. I really got into Gopher when I got access to the internet. I was in an alternative high school, mostly being their technician. I wasn't really qualified to be a technician, but I got some people really hooked on IRC through the, we had a connection to the internet through Eastern New Mexico University, which I've worked for on and off several times. You know, it's the major university in our area. I tried to get on as the chief information officer there, but they didn't want me. It's just, that's, you know, I that's fine, whatever. Whatever turns them on. I'm going to go ahead and plug this thing in, if I can here. Hey, I'm back. I tried to plug in power to my headset, and it kicked the whole thing off. Like it wasn't even there. So, okay, you can't do that. So I'm going to start working on getting stuff on my BBS. With an eye toward moving my, well, with replacing my Gopher server. The BBS has a Gopher server as well. And there's some other things I want to do with it. It automatically throws any file on the BBS you can get to from the Gopher. Any message that's on the BBS, you can get there from the Gopher. It's really quite nice. And they also have a text file section, which would be perfect for a lot of the stuff on my Gopher. It really isn't, you know, that needs to be viewed as a text file, not really as something you should download. That, well, you can download it, I suppose. But not really treated that way. I wouldn't mind coming up with a way to edit text files. If you could get through Gopher. And of course, through the web interface, that needs to be added to the web interface, is the ability to get to these text files. Boy, if there was, if it could be rigged to edit text files directly with the stuff that's already in SBBS, it's already got a text editor, of course, for messages. And you can do a text editor for that. You know, I For being a wiki guy, I'm not really much of a sharer that way. Wiki really died because collaborative documents died out, honestly. So Wiki really is not a thing anymore. Almost nobody uses them. Nobody has them. They're used for other purposes if they're used at all. And, So yeah, I think I'm much more willing, and the whole thing is to make sure things stay BBS-ish. You want things to be BBS-like, but you want to have specific interesting things on your BBS that attract other people. You can upload files to the regular thing, and then if they're text files, you can say, "Well, I'll shove them up on my BBS server." And at some point soon, it's really looking like something bad's going to happen to the Internet Archive, which is where I usually put these audio files. So I think they're it's much more likely I'm going to be shoving them onto the BBS. People can access them there. I don't really do what would be considered a podcast. So, you know, I'm really not I'm not thinking that I'm really too interested in I don't know. Anything, anything different from making it, I don't know. Trying to make it work into the paradigm of the BBSs, you know, and I don't know if there's anything really big about doing podcasts, maybe, just because that would get a little bit of ginned up stuff going, so the people know, oh, he actually runs a he runs this whole thing out of BBS, and, you know, and do podcasting with it. That seems almost like it may be a good add-on and try to automate it. So all I have to do is put a title on the podcast episodes and throw them up there. Although these ones that are kind of going meanders are a little, I don't usually bother trying to rename them, but I can. There's nothing to say I can't. I'll have to look and see before I post them. But I may just run them off of my BBS server, and I may have to crush these things down better, or I may have to start using Opus as opposed to using this other thing. So I may experiment with Opus here shortly to try to get down the size so that it'll work better on this kind of system. Then I'll have to figure out some way to convert a lot of these files into Opus. And make sure that MIME files come up good on the Gopher so that Gopher systems will be able to pick it up and say, oh yeah, that's great. So yeah, I'll be getting rid of PyGopher maybe, which has been kind of my go-to Gopher server. I've tried several of them, but I settled on Gopher server because it actually had a web interface to it. Now, honestly, if there's other ways to get to it, like FTP and stuff like that, which is a more upbeat way of doing it, I may be able to pull the Gopher back to some other way of doing things. Anyway, but you know, they're all there. And if I can get the encrypted file size down small enough, oh, wouldn't that be awesome? Because I think the newest version of Auto Recorder here does record Opus. And if I can get that down smaller, that'll do something else that I had done way back in the past. I had worked really hard to make sure that the MP3s that I recorded back in the aughts, I started doing these recordings in 2005, so it's been almost 20 years. I got an appointment to get to. I can't stop and help. And I may be pretty close to not making it. When I say I'm an hour out, that's kind of not true, but that's okay. That's my problem, not theirs. Not a lot of breakdowns on this little road. I've been on this little road a lot. During major snowstorms, I've been on this road. And made my way pretty nicely between things. So anyway, so I'm having fun. Things are good. And this is cool new stuff. I'm trying to kind of consolidate everything that I've ever played with into one. The BBS is going to be interesting. So, yeah, I'll probably take a lot of the stuff I threw on Gopher, just as files, clean them up and do it that way. And I'm going to go ahead and stop this recording and go ahead and try to do an Opus recording and see how that runs, see how that sounds. So anyway, this is Jason Nemro. Thank you for listening to Code Meander. This is Jason Nemro. Have a great day.